Welcome to Connections with Pastor Cheryl Brady. Today's message is entitled, A Place Called Shiloh. Stay tuned and be blessed, renewed, and revived by this powerful message.
Let's talk about Hannah, okay? Because Hannah, in her own words, she was a woman of a sorrowful spirit. The good thing about that is today's sorrows are the seeds that will secure tomorrow's success. And though it is painful, it is all part of the process of greatness. And can I tell you, you're not truly great until you have sown some seeds of sorrow and you have survived to reap your harvest. See, Jesus understood that because he was who he was, that there were certain things that he would have to go through. And you might as well just understand, because you are who you are, that you are going to have to just go through certain things. Because the greater you are, the greater stuff you got to go through. The greater your destiny, the greater your pain. You need scripture for that? To whom much is given, much is required. So when God starts laying some requirements down in your life, woo, trust me on this, the greatest thing you can do is stand there and say, yes, Lord. I don't understand you, but yes, Lord. Whatever you say, see, everybody wants to be great, but you don't know, a lot of people don't know how expensive greatness really is. Greatness will cost you everything. So in the kingdom, what you get is what you pay for. So if you ever see anybody great, you got to know they paid a price to be where they are. Woo! And so at some point in our lives, we got to stop letting people rescue us. And we got to go ahead and just pay whatever we got to pay to be whoever we got to be. At some point, you got to stop calling folk to get you out of trouble. At some point, you got to stand there and say, for God, I'll live. And for God, I'll die. And if he don't get me out of this, I am not coming. Because I want to know him. Some things you'll never know till you just go through for yourself. See, I had to be financially broke before I could find that, before I could really appreciate being financially blessed. But if once you've ever been destitute, and once you've ever been needy, and once you've ever been impoverished, and God delivers you, something snaps inside of your life. And when it snaps, you find yourself getting happy over what everybody else just calls ordinary. You get happy over things like getting your children's coats out of the layaway before winter comes. See, y'all, some of y'all don't want to admit that. I remember the day I was pregnant with my twins, and I remember the day. It was the Saturday before Easter Sunday, and I went to Kmart to get my Easter dress out of the layaway, and I was so happy. Some of us get happy because we're able to get our nails done and we get our weave tightened. Some of us get happy over little things. Most folks sit next to you. They don't understand that because they get their nails done and their weave tightened all the time. Oh, but for you, it is a miracle because victory is relative to struggle. And what some people get easy, please give me some monitor. What some people get easy, other people have to pray for. Other people have to labor for. And so because of that, when you come to church, you've already had church on the outside. So it's nothing for you to come in here and have church on the inside. come in with tears rolling down your face, and people look at you like you're crazy, like you've lost your mind. Somebody, you're embarrassing somebody. Somebody is ashamed of you. But you know what? That don't bother people like us, because I don't expect you to understand my praise, because you don't understand my problem. But if you ever understood my story, you would understand my... Tell somebody there really is a story behind my praise. Every time you see me go... wish you understood it, but if you never understand it, it's gonna be okay, because I don't do it for you anyway. I'm doing it for... And somebody tell him it ain't about you anyway. Sit down. If you got a story, give him a prayer. This is my story. This is my song. Praise and my Savior. This is what I want you to understand. Favor always comes in seed form. It did not look like Hannah was favored. And when you have favor in seed, see, when I paid my loan $20 or whatever it was to get my dress out of the layaway at Kmart, I had favor. Now, if what you have on tonight, you bought a Neiman Marcus, you probably would not think I was favored, because you couldn't tell it. But trust me, the favor of the Lord was on my life. But you had to cry. Yeah. But the tears you cry today are watering tomorrow's harvest, because they that sow in tears shall reap in. Hannah was full of favor. She just had it in strange places. The Bible said Elkanah gave her a double portion, meaning that she got more than Peninnah. She got above and beyond. She got extra stuff. Tell somebody and tell them, I got extra stuff. Well, I might not look like I got extra stuff, but trust me, I got extra. Does anybody know what it's like for God to just... I mean, you didn't see it coming. You just really, you had no idea, and all of a sudden... If you're really honest, we would all have to say he has blessed me way more than I deserve. He has acclimated me to go through stuff that I should have never been able to go through and survive. Have you ever been through anything and then you got out on the other side of it and you just look back and said, woo! Hallelujah! See, I thank God for that organ, but I ain't got to have that. All I got to do is have a flashback. Hallelujah! Hannah was full of favor. She just had it in strange places. God brought her through. Don't you thank God for bringing you through some stuff? I mean, I know you might still be in stuff, but he has brought us through some stuff. I can't even tell you everything he brought me through, because I don't want you to know, because I don't really trust you like that. But I mean, God has brought me through some stuff. Woo! And you know, he's brought us through some stuff so good that if we looked at you and you stood up tonight and told us what he brought you through, we would never believe it, because God can bring you out without a trace. Tell somebody, you don't know like I know. See, you want to sit up here and look cute, but God remembers when you were ugly, baby. And I'm going to tell you something. This is not the time, and it's not the place. You better tell him hallelujah. You got a debt that you owe. You better pay your bills. Pay your bills. Oh, God. I don't know about y'all, but I owe him every. Woo! Sit down. I'm almost done. Because Elkanah gave Hannah a double portion, their whole house is in an uproar, full of division, full of jealousy, full of misunderstanding, full of bitterness. It's sad when your family goes through stuff like that. It's sad when you find yourself in stuff like that. But it's, you know, that's where Hannah had found herself. It was chaotic in their house. But she also found a way to get out of it by prayer, is what Sister Karen sang about tonight. See, she had to pray because she lived with a persecutor by the name of Peninnah 24/7. Does anybody know what it's like? Don't lift your hand. You don't have to identify them, but see, Peninnah, her name means pearl. Pearls are expensive. Pearls are beautiful. They make every woman walk taller. They're beautiful, but their pearls are born out of aggravation. It's when a grain of sand gets down into the shell of an oyster. And when that grain of sand gets down in the shell of an oyster, then calcium deposits begin to wrap themselves around that grain of sand. And it is out of that aggravation that a pearl emerges. Therefore, the only way you can go from being a grain of sand to a pearl is to be aggravated. Tell somebody, I'm a pearl in the making. Peninnah was aggravated. She aggravated Hannah. She aggravated into her destiny. Because you do know that there are people in your life that the sole purpose of them being there is to aggravate you. Every now and then, God will put somebody in your life just to aggravate you, so you will run faster and you'll reach higher and you'll think bigger than you ever ran or reached or thought in your life. Everybody's not in your life because they love you. Ooh, some folk are there to challenge you and to provoke you and to frustrate you out of complacency, out of being average, out of settling for less. And every now and then, God will rub somebody's blessing into your face, so that you will finally say, God, if you did it for her, I know you can do it for me. And every day that she looked at Peninnah fixing oatmeal for her babies, she said, something God is missing in my life. See, we don't like pesty, Paninas. But without them, we will never search for what is missing. But the more they aggravate us and the more they frustrate us, it will usher us into seeking for what God has for us. Like the shepherd who will leave the 99 and go after the one. It's risky and it's scary, but sometimes you gotta want it bad enough to let go of what you do have, to go after what you want. Because I know I got 99, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, what? 95, 96, 97, 98, 99. Oh, my Lord. Tell somebody something is missing. Something is missing. I know I had 100. I don't know where they are. Well, it's just one. Why don't you just forget about it and just be content with the 99? Why can't you just be satisfied? Why you got to go after? Because I can't live being almost free and almost delivered and almost favored. What good does it do me to have all of this if I don't have that? So what? I can buy any mattress that I want if I can't sleep at night. So what if I got the finest man that God ever made if I can't trust him when I can't see? Something is missing, and I will never be complete until I go after it. One thing have I desired, and that will I. And don't worry. Don't worry about people who don't understand why you're looking, because people that are looking are always misunderstood by people that are not. Tell somebody, I ain't studying you and I don't really care what you think. Woo. See, when you are a looker, you come to church and folk get mad because you ain't looking at them. But you ain't what I'm looking for. I didn't come here to look at you. Yes, you're wonderful. Hallelujah. But you are not what I am after. Hit your sister on both sides and tell them I ain't after you. I'm after that one thing that will make me have everything. So this one thing I do, forgetting those things that are behind me. That's why I'm in, woman, thou art loose. I press. So if you're nervous, if you're uptight, you probably don't want to sit next to me. Because I'm... Just push somebody out of your way. Tell them I press my way. Sit down, I need 10 minutes. Hannah was pushed. She was provoked. She was persecuted by Peninnah. Nonetheless, she got her stuff together, packed her clothes, pressed her way to Shiloh. Shiloh was where they went to as a family to worship and to sacrifice praises unto God. And it was at Shiloh that Hannah finally came to a breaking point. Maybe the food just got here. Excuse me, I'll be back in a minute. Hannah, why can't you just sit and eat with us? What is wrong with you? I mean, Hannah, I do not understand, okay? What else can I do for you? I have given you my love. I've given you home. I've given you twice as much as I've given Penina. Diamonds, jewelry. All them new clothes that you got to wear, the woman that went loose, I bought them for you. Why can't you just be happy? I'm a man. And when you're unhappy, I want to fix it. And when I can't fix it, I don't know. So why can't you just be satisfied? I mean, am I not better to you than 10 sons would ever be to you? Let me tell you something. The only way that I will ever find fulfillment, Elkanah, is by birthing what God has promised to me. I am tired of babysitting everybody else's blessings. I am tired of so much being promised and so little being possessed. Just go on back. I'm gonna be fine. I just need to go to the tabernacle and alone. Because great women do not run in packs. Somebody shout alone. If you know what it feels like to be alone, shout. On her way to the tabernacle, said hey to all the saints. Hey, God bless you. Praise the Lord, girl. You better call me. Oh, I love what you got to think. You know, Elkanah bought this for me. He's got such good taste. She did really good until she got to the altar. Because the altar is the place where yokes are destroyed. It's where burdens are lifted. It's where lost things are recovered. And it's where broken hearts are mended. Tell your sister, take it to the altar. And at the altar, which is the place Hannah had to go, because now she's not only barren, she's bitter. Now she's got to pray, because if God doesn't heal her barrenness, he has got to heal her bitterness, because I can't live like this anymore. I cannot live like this anymore. So she groaned and she prayed and she walked and she prayed and she cried and she prayed and she fell out and she prayed. Hannah! Yes, sir. away your wine. Why are you acting like you're drunk? Oh, Mr. Eli, I promise you, I am not drunk. You just don't know. And I'm sorry if I've done something I shouldn't have done. I guess passionate prayer wasn't common in the tabernacle. Mr. Eli, sir, I'm sorry. I'll try to pull it together here. But I'm in a situation, sir, that if God don't fix it, it cannot be fixed. Elkanah, as much as he loves me, he can't fix it. And neither can all of his money. Nothing can fix the situation. Can we just talk for a minute, sir? Because I don't really know what else to do, but I'm trying to believe God. I'm trying, but just to be honest, I'm very weary. I am so close, but yet I am so far away. It seems like right when it's within my grasp, I reach forward and then it slips through. And I don't mean to be out of order. And I don't mean to embarrass anyone. And I don't mean to look crazy. And if you think I'm crazy, it's because I've seen some things in my spirit that I haven't seen with my eyes. And it has just left my heart overwhelmed. Well, go home in peace, Hannah. For the God of Israel shall grant thee thy petition. What you say? What did you just say to me? Don't you be lying to me? I can't take it. I cannot take you lying to me. Did you just tell me that God was gonna help me? Thank you, Mr. Sir Eli, thank you. And she left in the strength of Shiloh. Thank you, Mr. Eli. Elkanah!
Thanks for listening to Connections with Cheryl Brady. If you would like to order a copy of today's message, A Place Called Shiloh, visit our online store at CherylBrady.com or call 888-CHERYL8. Again, thank you for listening to Connections with Cheryl Brady.